Well, hello, everybody. My name is Karen, and welcome to Love Hackers and Robots. This is my incredibly self-indulgent talk and love letter to the biohacking community. So this is me. I am a physical security pen tester in my day job. And for fun, I am also one of the village leads for the physical security village. We're in the Miralac, the little area by the vendors there. Graphic design is my passion. I like making things, including Good Trouble. And this is my second time speaking at HOPE. So let's get into it and talk about what biohacking is. So if you look up on Google what biohacking is, it says the activity of exploiting genetic material experimentally without regard to accepted ethical standards and or for criminal purposes. And if you go down to the results, you start getting things about incremental changes to your bodies and lifestyles and supplements and things about vitamins and minerals and people trying to sell you things. That's a little confusing, and that's not what I'm talking about. For the purposes of this talk, I'm going to be talking about body augmentation intentionally and experimentation of that sort out of interest to try to improve your own life, or just why not out of full interest, and then the community that's built itself around that idea. You'll see other terms like grinding and whatnot, which some people in the community prefer to refer to things like augmentation and experimentation outside of like the corporate definition of biohacking. But it's still a bit of a niche term, so I'm going to be using the word biohacking to kind of cover this for today. So you're a biohacker, kind of. I'm mostly just an idiot that got a chip put in her hand. And I really can't compare to the really cool people in the community that do research and design their own things, but I'll be gushing about that later. Did I say chip in my hand? Yes, I did. I got this about a year ago, so I'm coming up on my first anniversary of being a cyborg. Real quick FAQ for people that are not familiar with implants. Did it hurt to put in? A bit. Does it hurt now? No. How'd you put it in? Big needle. Is it permanent? If I'm lucky. Is it safe? Mostly. Why did you do it? Why not? What does it do? It is a RFID and NFC chip. I'll talk a bit more about that in a bit. Do you have trouble at the airport? Yes, but that's completely unrelated to the chip in my hand. Can you go through an MRI? Yes. Do you plan to get more? Absolutely. It is the coolest thing I've ever done. So people a lot of the time have questions about safety. It's not FDA approved, and I am accepting all risks by getting this implanted into my body. But that being said, this implant is body safe glass. A lot of independent people have like looked into it, have been working on this kind of thing for years. The one that I have, it is an X series. It's existed for like 11 years. And literally last week was the first recorded incident of them ever having been broken. So here's the post on the Dangerous Things forum. July 8th, we have the first recorded instance of an X series being shattered. This person who got this chip in their hand shattered actually got stepped on by a horse, I think, and just like, kind of really messed up their hand, but also their implant. So honestly, it is impressive and an achievement to be the first one to break one of these. So let's get into my own implant adventure. In about 2019, I had first started hearing about RFID implants, and I thought that is the singular coolest thing I had ever heard of. A few years later, in 2022, I was going around DEF CON, and I met this amazing person doing a main track talk. And she had just a ton of implants all up and down her arm, all over her body. And I was just so enamored with how cool she was. And she does remain objectively the coolest person I've ever met. And then about a year ago, I was offered a chance to get implanted, and I jumped at the opportunity. I did not hesitate. I did not need to think about it. I had thought about it long enough. So here's me getting my implant put in. Circled in red there is, as I described earlier, the biggest needle I've ever seen in my life. And then the lovely gentleman that is giving me my implant, that's Cassix. He's very, very cool and a very experienced person in the implant and biohacking community. So this is the chip that I got put into my hand. Ooh! This is the chip that I got put into my hand. There is an RFID chip and an NFC chip. Oh my gosh, it is. You okay, Tech? Yes, okay. So this is what it looks like. There is the big needle that they use to put it into your hand. and it's about a centimeter and a half long in my hand, but it's very cool. It has those two chips, so I can put two different things onto this implant. So what exactly does it do? Well, if you've ever seen little fobs like these, or little NFC stickers like this, it's like if you took both of those things, made it real small, shoved it into a glass capsule, and then shoved it into my hand. So if you know anything about NFC or RFID, it works exactly the same way. So I can use it to open my business contact info or a Spotify playlist or Rickroll my friends using the NFC chip. Or I can use the RFID to unlock my apartment. I also use it to impress people at parties and to greatly disappoint my parents. So here I am reading with my phone the NFC chip, and I just have it open up to the Physical Security Village website. But yeah, it's pretty easy to work with. It's very intuitive to use if you know a little bit about the technologies behind it. No, don't do that. And then this is a video of me unlocking my apartment door with the RFID chip. So I just hold it right up there, beep, and it lets me into my apartment. This has come in handy more than one time because I am a terribly forgetful person that locks herself out of her apartment all the time. So this has proven more than worth the utility of it and more than worth the pain of getting it put in. How do you program it? Just like any RFID tag or any NFC little sticker, you can use a flipper, Proxmart, phone, literally any way that you're able to program one of these chips, you can use that method as long as the signal's strong enough to get through your flesh. So this is what I use to program the NFC. It's just NFC tools on my phone, and it's easy as that to write onto it. So very intuitive. Moving on, I want to talk about some of the really cool people that I've met. These are my top favorite cool people. So Mianna E. Windahl was the person that I met at DEF CON with all the implants. She has designed her own implants. It is so cool, and she remains the coolest person I've ever met. Kasix, the person I mentioned earlier that put the chip into my hand, he's very well known within the biohacking community and has done a lot of really cool things as well. And then throughout the past year, I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of other people with implants or RFID rings or things of that variety. And literally every single time I'm sitting there and I hear the word chip, RFID, or dangerous things, I literally perk up like a dog. I keep meeting really, really lovely, cool people, and I am so very fortunate to be able to go around to all of these different hacker conferences and meet these really neat people that have the same interests as me. Dangerousthings.com. So this is a really, really cool website. They sell implants, and there's also a forum where I really like to lurk and hang out. There's other biohacking forums as well, but I like Dangerous Things. The community is really nice, and it's my favorite. So in August 2023, when I first got my implant, this was my first post, as is most people's first posts on Dangerous Things. I am no better than any man, but everyone was very, very nice about it. People were congratulating me. They were putting me at ease about my concerns. They were just all super nice and super lovely. So it really helped me feel more welcomed in that community and more like I wanted to spend more time there. So, you know, if you go onto the website at any point, the forums are just full of really, really cool things. For example, this one, this thread, Show Off Your X-Rays, it's literally people that have gotten implants and then got X-rays done and just posted them for people to see. These are two really, really cool images from the forums with their usernames attached there. Check them out. They are so cool. They are so cool. In fact, I almost want to accidentally injure my hand just to check on things and make sure everything's okay, just to get the cool X-rays to put onto the forums to show off to everyone else. I won't, but I've considered it, but I won't. But I've considered it. Throughout the forums, there's all sorts of really cool projects that people are working on. There's a whole category about the projects that people are doing. And really, that's kind of the basis of what the biohacking community focuses on. It's all of these independent projects and then asking each other for advice and helping each other out and giving each other guidance and pointing them in the right direction so that people can keep making crazy science fiction kind of things, but in reality. So this is one that I keep thinking about, and I can't stop thinking about, is this glow-in-the-dark ink project. There's a couple different forum users that have been working on this, but it's super cool. So this isn't just UV ink, which does exist right now, but actual glow-in-the-dark will remain luminescent after you turn the UV light off kind of tattoo. It is so interesting, and I am very, 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 very tempted. This is another project that someone else is working on, a little implanted display. This one's a bit of a bigger project, but you know, this forum user saw this little e-paper flexible thing and thought, how possible is it to make this body safe and put it under your skin? And they just started posting on the forums, and people have really been talking about it and contributing and whatnot. You can see in this image here, people had suggested that he put it under a layer of chicken skin just to see what that would look like and how well the e-paper would display on that. But he didn't have chicken, so he used ham. And so, you know, it was a really good opportunity to get input from everyone else in the community, people that know more about implantables and how visible things are under the skin, and ways to kind of visualize that for the person that wants to create this cool thing. Of course, Dangerous Things offers custom work. So if you have some cool circuitry you want to try to get into your body, they can turn it into a body safe flex, or they can try to turn it into a body safe flex. And it's very, very cool. And I would also love to do this one day, but it's definitely worth checking out. There also exists other pre-made existing implants that are really interesting and cool. They are a little bit more invasive to install. So some of these you need to kind of scalpel your way in a little bit more, as opposed to the big needle that I got my implant via. But I do want to get some of these eventually. You know, you might have heard about like sensing magnets and things like that, where people put a magnet in their finger and can feel like microwaves and power going through the outlets and things. I think that's super cool. I'd love to get one day. There's those bigger Flex Series implants that I was talking about that can have little LEDs that light up under your skin. Oh man, I want them so bad. But yeah, so it's a lot of really cool projects that are existing and like finished and being worked on at all times, and it's just really cool. I'd also be remiss if I didn't mention Grindfest, which is this huge, well, not huge, but you know, big-ish. No, not big-ish. In someone's house, a several-day meetup in California where biohackers and grinders and everyone just like hang out and they work on things, and they talk about their projects, and they do little mini hackathons, and they have an electric knife fight, and everything's just really crazy and fun and cool. It's run by Augmentation Limitless, which are the really cool people that put my implant into my hand. So, you know, if you guys are interested in checking out Grindfest, there's their website. It'll redirect to the Augmentation Limitless website. But, you know, they have a lot of very cool things on there. There have been, like, media that have gone to Grindfest to report on it and be like, oh, these are cool things that people are working on. So, you know, it's very, very cool things run by very cool people. And then I should, I guess, touch on some crazy people and misinformation, mostly just for you guys' entertainment. So people tell me often about the Mark of the Beast. According to Wikipedia, the mark of the beast is in their right hand or in their forehead. Crap. There goes my celestial plans. I should have gotten it in my left hand. Oops. You also get really fun emails that pop up from time to time about the number 666 and Joe Biden and Obama asking you to chip in as part of a new world order. So all sorts of fun and exciting email content for people to discover. You also get posts like this on the forums where some people are like, hey, I got an implant and my family is going to think that I am the devil. There's a lot of things around that and a lot of misinformation about that. We also have a lot of people that will post on the Dangerous Things forums about mind reading and stalking and being monitored. In fact, it got so bad that they had to quarantine all of those posts into a single thread. And so every time someone posts a new thread about being watched or being followed or getting a chip put into their hand while they sleep, It all gets moved into this thread to keep track of everything. It has 1.6 thousand replies, which is kind of wild. And it's full of exciting content like this. I'm trying to get information on microchips that are implanted under my skin wrongfully, illegally, and yes, it's really been done. You get something like this, where people are saying they can feel it, and it's undetectable to scanners, but I know it's there, and it makes you hear voices that make you go crazy and turn you into a mass killer. You get ones like this, where behind my right ear, a microchip was implanted without my consent. The person responsible for this is Paul L. Goldsbian, a 33-degree Freemason / Shriner. You also get things like this, where people are publishing papers about human microchips and things like that, and its use in human trafficking. If you look over here in the little parts circled in red, if you know anything about RFID chips and anything about, you know, lost pet tracking chips and things, they don't track, they don't have GPS functionality. If someone were to implant like a GPS tracker, it would be way bigger than any kind of implant that most people would barely notice. So, you know, you get a lot of misinformation out there by people that sound really smart but don't really know what they're talking about. Generally, to clarify and to alleviate concerns, RFID chips can't track your location. If you own a pet, you would know this, that chips and microchip pets can only identify the pet once it's found. It can't locate your pet. There's no secret hidden implants that make you hear secret voices that drive you crazy. Bill Gates and the government are not interested in chipping you, especially when you already carry your phone around 24/7 and you're not a huge person of interest to the government, which most people are not. And bonus, and I rely on this one a lot, if the technology existed to put a chip into your body via vaccines, the biohackers would have had a field day and gone crazy with it. I would have so many in my arms intentionally. So it's not a thing. So general takeaways as I try to kind of wrap up and get into kind of the questions and answers period is, you know, that thing that they say where when you're on your deathbed, you only regret doing things that you didn't do and not the things you did do. That I really do wish I had gotten my implant way earlier. I had been thinking about it for, you know, 4 or 5 years before I finally went and did it, and it has been so fun, and it's really opened me up to this wonderful community that I've been able to meet a lot of really interesting and cool people. I really love not getting locked out of my building. I never run into this problem anymore, and that in and of itself was worth the recovery from getting this implanted. Mom, if you are watching this, this entire presentation is fiction. I have no body modifications, and you can't prove anything. And if I've been working for the New World Order, they owe me a lot of money. If any of you know anybody that works for them, tell them I'm waiting on my check. So now I'm just going to jump into questions. You know, this was a very general overview for people that don't really have any information or knowledge about biohacking. So if you are a regular in any of the biohacking forums, please don't bully me. I'm trying my best. I'm just a baby. And to all of these people here that I've mentioned, thank you for all of the love. I've been very, very lucky to feel so comfortable in this community that I just wanted to talk forever about them in front of a crowd of people. So I can take questions now. Thank you guys so much.
Very nice. So I was curious if you're, I'm sure I could read about this on the forums, but people cloning, like if you're asleep or like at a party or something, somebody clones your hotel key or your apartment?
I mean, you know, I guess it's possible if like the person, one, knows that you have a chip there, two, knows what information you have on it, three, has the technology in
order. Well, we all know now.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I fell asleep here, I would be at risk. If I'm at a random party falling asleep, that is, you know, less of a risk. I have other friends with implants, and I have considered on more than one occasion to overwrite their NFC to something stupid so that the next time they try to show it off to someone, they read it, and it just opens something ridiculous.
That was my next question. So what about somebody, like, overriding yours? Or?
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's definitely something that I've considered doing to prank my friends and whatnot. There are some features that you can use to kind of, you know, make it so that it's a little bit more challenging for them to get at your implant. But, you know, generally, because it's such like a niche community of people with that interest, it's not a risk unless you are in a group of friends that also have implants. So.
Got it.
Hi. I talked to someone once who had a magnet implanted in their hand. Mm-hmm. And over time, she said that the it started to interact with her nervous system so she could actually sense magnetic fields.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone who's been involved with biohacking where they've had things that were interacting with their nervous system so that they actually changed their relationship to their senses?
Oh, yeah. So that's a really big popular thing. If I go back over, there it is. So right here, this is the Titan sensing biomagnet off of Dangerous Things. It's been something that people have worked on for a very long time and like are really excited about, generally putting magnets into the flesh. It is a bit of like a difficult challenge because it needs to be a little bit bulky in order to give that like different new sense. But you can use it once it's implanted and healed to like feel microwaves and feel like the power surging through outlets and all sorts of like really cool things like that. I'd love to get one at some point. Yeah, so it's definitely something that people have and is out there and that people really enjoy using. I also know of people that have gotten magnets put into right here on their ear, and that lets them essentially use headphones without putting on headphones. There's a lot of really, really cool things that people do and are interested in. I actually started doing like a deep dive into biohacking because I heard about someone with a magnet in their finger, and I was like, I want to know more about that, and that it was just a rabbit hole from there.
What is the cost like for, I guess it would be cost and recovery.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Cost for something like an implant, like the implant.
For the cost?
Yeah, as well as what is the recovery like?
Yeah, so, you know, the cost of the implant itself, it varies. So this magnet here is around $300. The next that I have is around $100-ish for the implant itself. And then on top of that would be the cost of installation. So it depends on what body modder or piercer that you're talking with that's, first of all, willing to put one into you. But yeah, so, you know, that amount varies as well. I also have heard of people that will have like their vet tech friends put it in for them. And so that costs them nothing. You know, a lot of biohackers are an ingenious bunch that will figure out how to make do. There's also a lot of people that will do self-implantation, especially with the little needle ones. They'll just put it in themselves and save on that installation fee. I am not that brave, and I am very happy having body modders and piercers put the implants into me for me. Oh, the recovery process. With mine, let me go back. So you can see here, it's like a very nice setup. It's in this little sterile needle setup, and then it literally is, it feels like you're getting a shot, but with a really big needle. So my recovery was about 2 weeks while it healed, and I was just trying my best not to move it around too much. It does kind of shuffle around a little while it's healing. But honestly, it was not terrible. Like, let's see. So after they had put the implants in, they just kind of, you know, they bandaged it up and they were just like, okay, cool, and gave me a few aftercare instructions. But really, it didn't affect my life too badly in the healing. There was like a little bit of bruising, a little bit of swelling, but it really wasn't that bad.
Hi. Thank you for the talk. This was really interesting. I'm wondering if anybody in the community has ever made, I've got very broken understanding of like Faraday cages. Has anybody in the community ever made like fashion items that could act as a Faraday cage, like a glove or like a long sleeve to protect people if you go to DEF CON or something?
Yeah, so you're asking about like essentially like a wearable Faraday or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of anything of that variety. Part of that is just because a lot of the times with, like, you know, RFID and whatnot, you need to get really, really close up to the implant in order to read that information off of it. So if you're trying to protect against that, you know, you would first of all need to have somebody that knows that you have that implant and, again, have that information about what's on it and decide that they want that information. But yeah, really just kind of adding enough distance between the reader and yourself is enough to prevent people from being able to just kind of read it whenever. It's already a little bit difficult to get, like, readers to read that chip in your hand because of the layers of flesh, even when you're trying to get it to read. So usually if you're, like, really worried, you can just, like, keep a wide berth from other people, but really the read distance is really, really small. Like, if I open up my phone here, like, I really have to kind of push it in order for it to read. So it's usually not a concern, but it is an interesting idea, and I'm sure somebody out there has tried to just see what would happen if they made one.
I enjoyed the talk. I'm curious what the removal process is like, since, you know, we're probably going to outlast them.
Yeah, so the removal process depends on the kind of implant that you have. So, you know, the one that I have here, it's a nice little smooth-shaped glass capsule. And what a lot of people do if they need to do a removal is they can cut a little slit right at the top of it, and you can just, like, pop it out like a pimple. I've seen a few videos of, like, people doing removals, and it's, like, a little bit, like, gross-looking, but it's relatively easy and not that painful. I've also heard of people cutting a little bit up here and then a little bit below it and then using, like, saline to, like, shove it out, things like that. So, you know, this kind, the kind that's in the little glass capsules, are very easy to take out. There's a few other implants, like the, hold on, like the Flex models here, like this one here with the little LEDs. That's a little bit bigger and a lot more involved to get it put in, and so it's a little bit more involved to get it taken out. But this one is very, very easy to pop out, but hopefully I will never have to. Nice. Cool. Any other questions? Or anybody want to talk about biohacking? Does anybody else here have implants? Anybody? You in the front row, I know you have one. You're my friend. But yeah, so, you know, thank you guys all for coming to this talk. I really was aiming for this to be kind of like a crash course introduction into biohacking without needing to get into the nitty-gritty. If you guys are interested in getting an implant yourself, I'd really recommend checking out, like, the Dangerous Things forums, biohack.me. There's a lot of really cool community members that love talking about their implants and their experiences and their experimentation and all the new funky things that they're doing. Even if you are not the kind of person that would want an implant, it's still super interesting, and I really want to urge you guys to check them out because I love them very much and they're very cool. Thank you guys so much for coming, and yeah, have a nice hope.